Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. On a Monday at this time, we usually talk to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So today you're having a press conference a little bit later on this morning. I know probably a lot of the details you can't tell us too much about, or maybe may not even know yet. We'll see. But is there anything you can tell us, even subject matter or the incident?
Yeah, basically what I got briefed on was a person broke into a house in Pace and I guess held a woman against her will. And the neighbors saw something suspicious, called us. And when we got there, the guy ran out the back. They kicked in the door, found her tied up, and then went after him. And the dogs tracked him, found him in a wooded area, and then the dogs pretty much tore him up.
Mm. Okay. Wow. So in custody now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Meaning he survived the dogs, but it wasn't pleasant, I'm sure.
Yeah, usually when you have like a Jack the Ripper wearing a fur coat barking at you, and you usually obey commands, but this guy wasn't smart enough to do that, apparently. They let him loose, and yeah, he paid the price for it.
All right, so we'll look forward to more details about that at the press conference later on this morning. I had also wanted to ask, anything else happened over the last week since we talked to you?
Nope, that was pretty much about it of excitement value anyway.
And spring break is kind of, you know, over now by a little bit, but spring break was relatively calm in Santa Rosa?
Yeah, and it usually is. I mean, we get more families than, you know, the party types, because we only have like two bars on our beach. And so most of the kids who want to party and have a great time drinking and browsing go to Destin or Pensacola Beach, and we're okay with that.
Very good. Oh, hey, just one follow-up on the press conference subject. None of the dogs were injured in the incident? None of the canines?
No. Nope.
Very good. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, we've been talking about it with all of our law enforcement partners, is the Lakeview Center just last Monday opened its intake center for Baker Act, which you guys, there's no Baker Act receiving. I mean, I don't even know. Does Santa Rosa Medical take Baker Acts? I think the answer is no, which means you got to go what? West or east, right?
Yeah. West or east, yeah. They're in Navarre. They go to Fort Walton Medical Center, and if they're in Pace or Gulf Breeze area, they take them to Pensacola Baptist.
Okay. So now I assume that Lakeview opening their facility is going to be a helpful way for your officers deposit people if they need to?
Yeah, just another location for drop-offs, which would be great.
And I'm, you know, just based on my knowledge of how EMS and the hospital systems are working, you know, there are times when the emergency room at the hospitals are closed essentially to, I mean, they're on, you know, diversion for ambulances or whatever. Do you guys ever encounter
right.
that as law enforcement?
Oh, yeah, we do all the time. And basically our dispatchal paths, the MCTs, you know, it'll say Baker Act diversion at Baptist right now. We'll let you know when they're back open. And, you know, sometimes it gets pretty problematic. So this should help a lot.
Okay. What do you do? I mean, now you'll have Lakeview as a first resource, but what did you do in the past?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you couldn't take juveniles to West Florida, and can you take adults to Baptist? I thought no.
Yeah. I'm not sure on the adult part at Baptist, but
okay.
What we used to have to do if a place is in diversion, we have no other place to take them. If they're in Pace, they go all the way to Fort Walton.
Wow.
I mean, which is, you know, yeah, it's over an hour drive.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's a big inconvenience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's an officer off the road plus the patient. Obviously, they're having family travel issues related to that. There's, you know, it's all downside.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, one other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, obviously the protests on campuses across the United States, you know, there's been, you know, all kinds of reactions. And I talked about this kind of extensively over the last half hour, that there's been a wide variety of behaviors and certainly some misbehaviors. From a law enforcement perspective, when you see this, I mean, what do you think? What's your reaction to this? What would you do if you were in charge of police response in some of these cases?
Yeah, well, the problem you have is these you know, universities are indoctrinating our young kids. And, you know, the professors in some of these colleges are just radical. And that's what they're teaching. And then you have stuff like this that is produced by that. So now you have a bunch of people who probably can't tell you where Palestine is on a map. They can't even tell you they can't point out the Middle East, but here they are. They're traumatized by what's going on over there. And the police departments that are, you know, campus police departments, you know, they've got to do basically what the people that run the campus tell them to do. So the response has been kind of double aim. If it was up to me, the protesters would be, I guess you could say, I don't want to overreact, but there would be a reaction where the campus would be safe for Jewish students to go to class, which they can't even do now. They have to do Zoom calls and stuff to get their classes, which is just totally ludicrous. It's like it's a Jew's fault here in America that what's going on in the Gaza Strip right now.
Right.
I mean, I can't fathom how people come up with that conclusion. They're going to punish people here, something going on over there. It's just, it's really stupid. And, you know, they're burning American flag, chanting death to Americans. Well, if you hate it here so bad, hey, there's flights over there every day, every hour of every day. You can leave the country, and I guarantee that we won't make it.
So as a, just as a First Amendment matter, for you, if they're protesting the war, that's one thing, I assume. If they're protesting against the Israeli government, that's one thing, I assume. But if they're calling to get rid of Israel, or if they're espousing violence against Jews there or here, that would cross the line. That would be an enforceable act.
Yeah, well, it would be in Florida, because we have a governor that's proactive and takes care of business. These other places, New York especially, you know, places like that, they don't care. They really don't. And they say free speech, but, you know, you're advocating killing Jewish students and beating them up and stuff. That's what the Nazis did. And you're basically condoning that, saying, yeah, that's okay. Free speech. Well, no, it's not free speech. It's radical speech, and you're infringing on the rights of others, and it shouldn't be tolerated. But apparently up there it is, so.
Very good. That's why I was curious what you would say. You're not surprising me. I kind of figured you'd say something in that direction, but I'm glad to hear your opinion about it, because that sort of fits a lot with what I was saying earlier. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for helping us be safer, for helping us understand some of these issues, and we look forward to the press conference later on today. And congratulations, obviously, to your arrest team and your canine handlers for getting somebody who is apparently doing some pretty bad stuff.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll pass that on, and thank you, and we'll talk to you next Monday.